Welcome to the Water Cooler Podcast. My name is Brandon.
My name is Jeremy.
I'm Caleb.
And I'm Harley.
So this episode is coming out a little late. Last week, we ran into some issues with gas prices, and we could not get to each other's houses to record. So we thought the best idea would be to have a episode about rising gas prices and maybe some tips on how to save on gas. Actually, this episode, we have a special someone joining the podcast.
I'm back, baby. I'm just kidding. Mariah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is when the applause happens, right?
Yeah. Cue applause.
Perfect.
And let's give Jeremy a quick second to... Okay. And three, two...
Beautiful. Such a warm welcome.
Yeah.
Such a warm welcome. Yeah. So I'm Mariah. I'm Jeremy's wife. And I'm excited. Avid listener. Next to Denise, I'm probably one of the biggest fans.
Probably the second biggest fan.
Yeah. Sorry. No, absolutely behind Denise on that one. She's got it. She's got that number one spot locked in.
So you're kind of like a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, because you won't let me on. Every time I say I'm going to call in from the living room and I get a no.
You know, I'm low on minutes.
I thought it was after 7 p.m. I could call for free.
Yeah, collect.
Yeah. I kept those minutes. Yeah. 1-800-COLLECT, right?
Yeah. I didn't know if you were going to explain that you're a teacher.
Oh, thank you guys so much for welcoming me in. I'm so excited. I'm a teacher by trade.
Bartender by night.
And what?
Bartender
by night. Yeah, a teacher by trade, bartender by night.
Pimple popper by sleep.
Pimple popper by anxiety-ridden, what's that called?
Insomnia.
Insomnia, thank you.
Mm-hmm. They have cookies for that, you know, right?
Yeah. Insomnia cookies? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, those cookies are so good. Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but could be.
I would be all for that.
I leave that open for you guys. Yeah, I'm married to Jeremy, so he's the one that educates me on a lot of these things along with this podcast. Oh, thank you. The warm welcome.
Oh, they were cheering, that I was your husband.
Oh. Yeah. So many people are like, why are they cheering on Mariah? Nope. Cheering on Jeremy.
I don't know. Very nice.
Very nice. This is my wife.
My wife.
Yeah. I like.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here because I've been begging to come on.
So are you guys going to Costco to get your gas?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Is there still a pretty large price difference between Costco and other gas stations, convenience stores?
Yes. It's usually, I want to say 20 cents, but I never knew this.
A gallon or like at the end?
A gallon. I read an article that Costco is now going to start enforcing that you have to have a membership to get gas, which I thought was always a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe it wasn't, or maybe in some states it's not. Because I know, like in Minnesota, their liquor store, you don't have to have a membership because in the Minnesota law, it says you can't have like a membered liquor store. Hmm. So there might be states that say you can't have like a membered gas station. But yeah, one trick if you do choose to go to Costco is don't care if you're filling up on the wrong side of your car. Mm-hmm. Because everyone wants to go in, and I want to say probably a majority of cars have the gas on the driver's side and everyone wants to fill up there. If I can get into that section quickly, I'll do that, but if not, I'll just go to the one and just pull the hose over the car and in. And usually you just get in and out super fast.
It also helps to be considerate.
Oh, God.
I mean, to be patient. And I know, like, sometimes you just got to get gas at Costco. And it's just one of those things where you're like, okay, there's literally a line out there. But just being considerate and, like, there is a line. But as long as you are paying attention and you're being considerate of other people, that... you're going to get through it and it's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's just a pet peeve of mine is if, so that it's like a row of three cars in most. If the middle person fills up faster, they'll like leave. And then the person who's next in line will drive around the car and like ultimately have to parallel park. And half the time, there's not really the best amount of space. So then now when the person behind you finishes, they really can't probably get around you now because you backed in weird. And now it's just like holding up the whole process. So like my logic is like, just wait until all three cars are gone and then the next three cars go in. But
if other people aren't, Jeremy's normally driving, so I'm there to flip people off and like yell at them. Yeah. So if you can't be patient and other people are being patient, at least have someone else in the car who's not getting out to have the road rage for you.
Yes. Does anyone use, is it called Upstart?
Upside. Yeah, I use that all the time now. But now you can get pretty good discount on like the 88 grade. I think it's like, what, 10% or 15% ethanol? It's like burns cleaner, but it's only meant for like 2001 and newer passenger vehicles.
So quick tangent, quick on that. I always hear on like the radio, they talk about 88 and how it's cheaper and it's actually better for your car. It's better for the environment. So I asked my father-in-law.
Shout out to Mike.
His take on it. And he said, I would just recommend keep doing 87.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So my thought with the commercial is, well, I don't think gas as a whole can send sponsorships, but like I just thought someone's trying to promote 88 so it gets caught on, and why it's cheaper is because not many people buy it, so they think they can gain market share if they price lower.
Perhaps, yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah, if you're trying to save money, like Upside's a good way to do it. I think I average anywhere from 4 cents to sometimes even 15 cents off a gallon on a really good day, but it's typically around 4 cents to probably 8 cents a gallon. But like at some gas stations that have 88 grade, you can, right now I've seen discounts of like 30 to 40 cents off as compared to 87. But I usually only, if I do fill up with 88, it's probably every maybe fourth or fifth time I fill up. I don't know. I don't know much about it, but I've heard from some people it's fine for your gas tank. Like I have a 2014 passenger vehicle, so it technically should be okay. But my user manual does say only use 87. So I
put 88 in here still.
Right.
Every once in a while.
It's only one number more.
It's like a little treat, you know?
A little treat. We'll added ethanol in there, some corn.
Next week you'll like call and be like, hey, can you come pick me up? My car is broken.
Yeah.
Well, and can't you like gain money off like restaurants too now?
You can now.
On the Get Upside app, right?
So their whole business model is they get paid affiliate commissions for businesses in their network. And I think they started out at gas stations, and then they expanded into restaurants and grocery stores. I don't know if there's anything else that they have. I wouldn't be surprised. But I've seen deals for restaurants at like 35% off.
Wow.
Yeah, I know if you shop at Hy-Vee, I want to say probably they've increased their gas promotions just due to gas prices. When I was driving home today on the radio, they said that there's currently a bill in Congress to put on hold the federal gas tax, which would be 18 cents instant reduction.
Per gallon?
Yeah. But they said at the end of the day, it still doesn't fix the problem. It just makes it slightly cheaper.
Yeah, and I mean, before 2020, like I feel like everyone drove to work. Everyone drove everywhere. So like at least most people probably don't have to drive as often as what they used to.
Do you, or I guess to all of you, do any of you think you have changed your driving habits or tried to drive less due to higher gas prices?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep. Even though I don't drive to work, I definitely don't like drive and see family, friends as often. Or like,
sorry, mom, much. Gas is too high.
Literally, serious. Well, so my family is like an hour, 2 hour drive. So yeah. Like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
I don't really. I'm not gonna say like I don't pay attention to it. I definitely pay attention to it, but whatever I'm doing, I'm gonna do, and mm-hmm. like I'm fortunate where I don't. It's not something I have to watch too closely. Of like, okay, I might not be able to pay for this. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely not taking long road trips because it just doesn't make sense, and I don't really take them anyway.
Yeah,
but
you're being conscious of things, but of still the environment, you're like,
mostly. You know, of course, not actually.
I'm a drive. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We talked about it in a previous podcast. I'm not a big like road trip type person.
Well, and I kind of view it as. At the end of the day, it's a product you most likely need.
Yeah.
The best route is ultimately to pay as least as possible and probably get the most out of it. I think in a way, I agree with your standpoint. Like, I don't, maybe it impact of like seeing people less or like taking less trips, but it's not like every time I'm about to take a trip, I have to contemplate like it's going to cost this much. To do it.
I'm surprised, this is related, I'm surprised how many travelers there are right now taking flights for trips because of how expensive plane tickets are. Like, I think last year at this time I went to Alaska, I went to Kentucky, my Kentucky plane tickets round trip I think were like $250, and I think my last
$2.50.
That's Bitcoin.
Oh, sorry.
No, yeah, $250 round trip. And I think my trip up to Alaska, when I went to Alaska to see family, was around $350. That's round trip. Alaska's a long flight. Like, I think that was around a five and a half hour flight. And so I just went to Iceland recently for work, and that was, I think, $850-900 round trip. And that was about the same distance as what it was to get to Alaska. So prices have almost like tripled or went up by 2.5 times. And then I just went to Boston for work recently. And that was a $850 round trip flight to mm-hmm. Boston. Like, that's a, what, 2.5 hour flight?
Like, that's insanity.
It's crazy. And then my brother-in-law just went to Montana. $900 round trip. Insane. And airports are packed right now. People are just like getting the itch to get out because like things are opened up now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it.
So our resident engineer, who is not with us today.
RIP.
Yeah, he passed.
He passed. I came alive.
Yeah.
I came alive.
Each week we tried something. His recommendations when it comes to saving on gas was easy on the gas pedal. Easiest way to save money on gas is using less slow acceleration, slow speed up, using less gas.
Who drives like that?
Brandon, I guess, now.
Hate to be stuck behind him.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I do that because my car doesn't really have a lot of... doesn't have a lot of get up.
You're like, the pedals to the floor.
I can't. Yeah, if I go faster, I think my engine is going to blow up. And then I see all the other cars, you know, I'm like, we're at a red light, right? You know, I start going, and then I just see them just slowly going up. It's like, oh, no. Something's wrong with my car, I think.
No, you're just saving on gas.
Yeah, or it's just a four-cylinder engine. It's not.
Yeah. Okay. I've kind of done that my whole life.
You sure have.
I'm not the... That's I don't me. Gun it, but, like, I would say I tend to drive fast. Than the speed limit, but I don't approach it slowly because I, one, saving on gas, and two, I always thought it's probably easier on the car.
I, on the other hand, have a lead foot. I know, Whiplash. Shocking, right? So maybe I could take that into account. Yeah. I would probably save on gas then. So I'll have to do that next time I'm in the car. Probably won't happen at stoplights or like accelerating onto the freeway. Just because that's a pet peeve of mine is when it's like do 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 to get onto the freeway. But at stoplights, that's a good idea.
Yeah, freeway is probably one not recommended to do.
Does that work for you, Harley?
You know, I just go with the flow.
Sorry to take it back to flights. But one thing that I did find out was never purchase your plane tickets directly off of the company's website.
Like dark
the,
web.
Yeah, don't go on the dark web. Your tickets might not be legitimate.
But it's a private jet. Yeah. What do you mean?
Don't trust the private jet ads. But so I compared my flight tickets on Delta's website, who is not a sponsor, as compared to Priceline. And I think I got a 5 or 10% discount.
Oh, wow.
On tickets.
Which is just so...
always shop.
So odd to me. Like, I would always think that the cheapest would be on their website because...
Direct to consumer.
Yeah, where Orbitz is taking a cut and you're going through them, you're paying a smaller amount. So, like, I would think Sun Country would rather not have to pay Orbitz or whatever one you use and then just do that price.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the thing is that it opens up an entire market of different flights going to the same location. That could be part of it. But another benefit that I found to going on like an affiliate marketer, I don't know if that's the right term for Priceline, by buying my tickets, my flight tickets on Priceline, they gave me, I think it was a 20% discount on my hotel. So they saved my company a bunch of money.
Bundle and save.
Yeah. Bundle up.
One thing I read on the internet, so how I view everything on the internet is there's always another article saying the completely opposite version of it, was some people might think if they set they don't set their AC to max cold, it's going to save them gas. And what I read was that the thing that is going to save you the most is what speed you put your fan on, not the temperature. So, and I can't remember the exact reason, but they recommended doing max cold and then just doing a slower fan speed.
Interesting.
It was something to do with how the AC unit cools it. Like it may.
Sure.
Where's Brandon to explain this when we need him?
This could be completely wrong, but I want to say it's ultimately says that the AC is automatically going to put it at the max cold. And if you, we'll say that's 65 and you set it to 75, technically it cools it to that and then now has to have it warm back up to 75 to put it out. And then the other one was, I think I know what the symbols mean, but like it's the car and then there's like the circle and then the car with like the arrow going through the car.
So the air is being circulated within the car versus it's sucking in air from outside of the car.
And it recommended doing the one that goes from outside in.
Oh, that's also interesting to me.
Hmm.
But if you're doing it from outside, I guess then you wouldn't have to like power the thing that's circulating the air.
From what I kind of, it kind of phrased it more towards people who sit in the back, because ultimately they're going to take the cold air that you just had, which is probably warmed up a little bit, and then it's just going to send it back. So if you just do it in there, it's always pumping in that temp. So I guess in a way you might save money if you let it circulate. I don't know. Google it. One last tip. I actually gained this from my dad. Was
shout out John.
I always was trying to get the cheapest price, but he's like, if it's a 2 cents price and you have to drive out of your way, it's not worth it. So that's what I would say is like, if the lower price is on your way, then do it, but don't drive out of your way just to get the cheapest because you might end up losing money. All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week.
Thanks for letting me be on.
Peace out.
See ya.
Hey, I'm the truth, I'm the truth. I could buy it, but it's just a rental. It's not a good investment. Being bad with your money is being good at flexing. They always chasing a bag, I guess they couldn't catch it. They trying to be like me, but it's not a good impression. I used to get on instrumentals just to get it out my mental. I was handing out my demos and they wouldn't check it. They told me I'd never make it, but now they get the message. That's important information, so I wouldn't text it. They wanna get a reply, they want screenshots, but they won't get a response, not even three dots. These sheep talk, no lying, they throwing cheap shots. I had to cut some people off, I had to detox. I keep talking in my head, I got deep thoughts. On the steps where me and Navy did the beatbox. Been old school like Reeboks with knee socks. Corbin know I fuck them up when the beat drops. I'm coming back more level-headed.
This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any decisions, please consult a professional.